A Russian computer programmer is in federal custody in Las Vegas. He's charged with writing a piece of software that removes the copy protection from one type of electronic book. The company that developed that e-book system says the computer program violates U.S. copyright law, but critics of the law say his case proves the statute needs to be revised. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
Dmitry Skliarov was on his way back to Moscow from a computer conference in Las Vegas on Monday when FBI agents detained him. The arrest warrant says Skliarov wrote software that turns copy-protected electronic books in a format developed by the company Adobe Systems into easily copyable files. In other words, the program could allow a person who buys an ebook to remove the copy protection, then share the text for free over the internet. Skliarov's program was sold over the internet by his employer, a Moscow software firm called Elcomsoft. Officials at California-based Adobe say Skliarov's program violates a 1998 revision of copyright law known as the Digital Millennium Copyright Act that prohibits the circumvention of copy protection. Under that law, the movie industry won a civil suit against a computer magazine publisher who posted a program that descrambles DVDs to his website. That case is on appeal. Skliarov's arrest is the first time a programmer has faced criminal charges under the law. Colleen Palio is Adobe's senior vice president and general counsel. She says her firm opted to take its complaint to the FBI rather than pursue a civil suit.
We did contact Elcomsoft, asking them to cease and desist what they were doing. In addition, honestly, we didn't think the likelihood was terribly high of getting any money out of a Russian company. So we think this course of action is appropriate.
Elcomsoft stopped selling the program over the internet before Skliarov came to the U.S. Officials at the Russian company say the program was not written to foster piracy, but rather to illustrate their contention that Adobe's anti-copying system is easy to crack and prone to piracy. A number of computer security experts agree with that allegation. Many of those experts are increasingly doing what Skliarov did. When they uncover security flaws, they write programs that take advantage of them. Dan Farmer is a computer security consultant in San Francisco. He says as software companies have grown, it's become harder to get them to pay attention to gaps in security. Farmer says writing programs that exploit those gaps is a sure way to get their attention.
People have started to realize the value of not only understanding the programs and processes in a more in-depth manner, but of letting other people know what's going on. And when you write a program and disseminate it, other people can look at the program, look at the problems, and hopefully learn from the mistakes.
Farmer says the law that led to Skliarov's arrest is making it harder for computer consultants to work that way. Other critics of the law say it denies consumers the right to do with electronic books what they've always been able to do with real books, read them anywhere. Roger Sperberg is a publishing consultant who writes an online column on ebook issues. He has four computers in his house, but Adobe's copy protection software only lets him read an ebook he's purchased on the machine he used to download it. By removing the copy protection, Sperberg says, Skliarov's software lets him read that ebook anywhere he wants.
It lets me read it not just on the computer that I downloaded it with or bought it with, but then I can move it to the Mac or I can move it to the laptop or I can move it to my pocket PC and read it there. You know, I bought the rights to read that book, but the way the DRM, the Digital Rights Management, is set up now, I can only read it on one computer.
Skliarov's arrest seems to be crystallizing opposition to the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. The online civil liberties group, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and Democratic Congressman Rick Boucher of Virginia both called yesterday for a reassessment of the statute because it fails to distinguish between legitimate and nefarious copying. Rick Carr, NPR News.